a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
It's Monday, February 16th, 2026, broadcasting from the Nugget Dentistry Studio. We kicked off the 2026 NASCAR season yesterday with the Daytona 500. The Great American Race did not disappoint. We'll break it all down. Joining us today on the Nugget Dentistry Hotline from the MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR, Alex Hayden will be joining us. We'll also look ahead as NASCAR prepares for Atlanta coming up this weekend. A full hour of NASCAR is ahead. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. You're listening to the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. I am Sean Whitfield. Casey Orr is away today on vacation. I think he's even doing a little Mardi Gras, I guess that's what you'd call it, Mardi Gras down in New Orleans, or at least we'll identify it as that. And joining me from the Nugget Dentistry Studio is the one and only Chattanooga's biggest NASCAR fan, Dan O'Calhoun. Hello, Dano.
Hello, Sean.
Thanks for coming in and hanging out with me today.
Well, thanks for having me. I always enjoy being in here.
Now, you have a daughter that lives down in the New Orleans area, don't you?
Yes, she lives kind of right there in between New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
So set us straight on this. So Mardi Gras went on all weekend, and then tomorrow is Fat Tuesday. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works. So they had the biggest parades this weekend. One of them's called Endymion and okay. Bacchus and... another big one too.
Yeah.
So
well, it's 5 p.m. I assume Central Time in New Orleans right now, and I'd say the legendary Casey Orr has probably already had a couple of hurricanes by now, so it's probably a good thing he is not joining us today to talk about NASCAR on the Nugget Dentistry Hotline, because there's no telling what he would be saying right now.
Yeah, there's really no telling. I imagine he's probably. The whole time he's been there, he's probably been in between recovery and getting wide open again all at the same time.
Yeah, it depends on how wild and crazy his weekend has been. But, yeah, Casey is from that Louisiana area, and his wife is, so I'm sure he's having a big time. But in the meantime, we're going to have a big time this hour. As I mentioned a moment ago, Alex Hayden from the Voice of NASCAR, MRN Radio, is going to be joining us momentarily. We're going to catch up with him. We hadn't talked to him so far in the 2026 NASCAR season, and boy, have I got a lot to discuss with him. I'm looking forward to getting his opinion and view on a lot of various topics in the world of NASCAR. But first, we had the Great American Race yesterday, the Daytona 500. Man, if that doesn't fire you up, then you better check your pulse.
Exactly.
Would you not agree, Dano?
Oh, yes, sir. I believe so. I know I was excited about it all day, all weekend.
Yeah, it was a great weekend of racing. We saw great NASCAR racing last week, and it certainly was an improvement from what we saw at Bowman Gray the week before, which was no fault of NASCAR because of all the bad weather that we had there in North Carolina. But it was sure nice to see sunny Daytona. Temperatures were in the upper 70s for race day. I thought it was a very wise decision that the Speedway, along with NASCAR and Fox, chose to move the race up an hour.
Yeah, I think that was definitely a good thing. We saved us a lot of aggravation,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, none of us want to see a race in rain delay.
No.
Or see a race cut short because it's been rained out. It's always good to see the race in green flag conditions. It was also great to see the Daytona 500 yesterday not under a green-white checker. seeing it under green flag conditions. And I was thankful that NASCAR didn't call a caution on that final lap, because it was like, I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 19 cars that was in some sort of wreck on that final lap yesterday.
Oh yeah. That was a fiasco, but it was great that they let them go ahead and race around, because, you know, nobody was really in danger. You know, that didn't cause a problem.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, Toyota had, was probably the, class of the field to some extent. Of course, we saw a lot of great competition among the three manufacturers, but Toyota seems to be talked about quite a bit today. Ryan Blaney made some comments after the race last night, making claims to the fact that Toyota's got a little bit of an edge, but, you know, there's always going to be one of the competitors that's going to think, you know, the opposite manufacturer's got an edge, so that's not uncommon. But we saw a great day of NASCAR racing, and it appeared, Dano, that the vibe from what they were portraying in the pre-race show and just various interviews throughout the weekend, that NASCAR was back. The stands were full. It was a sellout crowd. They estimated over the course of the entire weekend somewhere in the neighborhood of over 450,000 race fans had been in attendance. And there was 100-something thousand there yesterday. The infield was completely full. The grandstands were full. NASCAR sent out a memo to all the teams last Wednesday, I understand, that said, do not ask us for any more credentials or VIP passes. We do not have any more. And for 17 years, I was at the Great American Race. I would be down there for speed weeks because of my involvement with NASCAR, with fuel operations and having, you know, customers and guests down there. And so I had the opportunity to live during a time period that I got to experience all that from the late 90s all the way through the early 2000s. And it's the one race that everybody in the corporate America world, in the sponsorship world, can't wait to attend, because that's when you showcase your cars. This is when you showcase your brand. That's when you have all the senior management of your company there. That's when you have all these guests, you have customers there, you have clients there. And it's like a big, it's more than just a race. And of course the Daytona 500 is the crown jewel, but there's just something really extra special. And you could define that in so many different ways. But if you're looking at it from the business side, as a team owner and as a sponsor, it's pretty special. But as a race fan, it's got its, you know, traits and all the different adjectives you would use to describe what that day is like.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge event all the way around.
But didn't you get the feeling from the TV broadcast that it had a little bit of a different vibe? And I think a lot of that's got to do, too, with the fact that the NASCAR antitrust lawsuit is behind us. That was a dark cloud that was hanging over this sport all of last year. Actually, been hanging over the sport for 2 years, but it really became a dark cloud last year. And now the team owners and the drivers and everybody, as well as NASCAR, everybody can come together as a uniform body and enjoy the sport of NASCAR and make this sport even better. And I kind of got that vibe from watching the various broadcasts. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think so. It's great to have that behind us. And I believe, you know, they're all looking forward to getting things back to, you know, getting the viewership up and mm-hmm. everything just getting pointed in a better direction than it has been this past year or two.
Yeah, and I think it's certainly going to be better for the business of the sport. I think it's going to bring an opportunity for more investors to come in, whether you are a potential team owner that wants to come into the sport, or you're a sponsor that's wanting to consider coming into NASCAR and showcasing your product or service.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a lot more inviting,
Yeah, for
right
sure.
Right now, when you don't have all have that whole lawsuit thing hanging over you.
No question about it. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down the Daytona 500. We're going to give you the results of the Great American Race. Also, too, we are going to have Alex Hayden from MRN Radio joining us here in just a little bit. But first, we got a lot more NASCAR to cover straight ahead. For Dano, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. Got too cute of my insecurity. But I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back. I am Sean Whitfield along with Dano Calhoun. Casey Orr is away down at Mardi Gras in the New Orleans area. He will be back here again with me next week. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us part of your Monday. We are celebrating 25 years of talking NASCAR here on Rock 103.7. Actually, Dano, we began this show for the very first time on a sister station that is no longer around, Magic 101.3, and we had our very first show the day after the Daytona 500 25 years ago. And I didn't think it would go more than a year. And then we go into the second year, and I'm thinking, okay, this is a lot of fun, but we won't do this more than a two-year run. And then it turns into TV and many other things, and here we are 25 years later.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So that just goes to show you that many times in life, you never know what the future is going to hold and what you may be doing and what you may not be doing. But anyway, we couldn't have done it without all of you, our listeners out there, as well as all of our great sponsors, and we're very thankful for that. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. That is up usually by Tuesday morning. Or you can find us online at our website and find all of our shows archived there at racingtalkradio.com. All right, let's get to the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. Tyler Reddick got the big win. And Dano, it had been 38 races since he had won. October 2024 at Homestead.
Oh, wow.
So it had been a long time since he had been in victory lane. And, of course, last year was a really tough year for him because, number one, he was winless, and number two, he was dealing with some personal things with his daughter. I believe her name is Rookie, if I'm not mistaken. I had never heard of a child named Rookie until I heard this about Tyler Reddick's daughter. He has two children, Bo, and then a 15-month-old Rookie. And Rookie needed surgery to remove a kidney where a tumor was pressing against her artery and was causing signs of heart failure. So last year was a very difficult year. And then also when you look at a team owner like Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, you're going to have the best of the best. Michael Jordan has made his claims many times. He hates to lose and only wants to win, which most everybody has that attitude.
Yeah.
But with Michael Jordan, when you're as wealthy as he is, you have the ability and the capability of giving a driver all the resources and everything they need to achieve getting that car into victory lane. And so to not be able to win a race last year had to be a lot of pressure on Tyler Reddick, because you know that if you don't get the job done in a reasonable amount of time, then they're going to find somebody that can.
Yeah.
So I can only assume that this was a big monkey off his back to end up in victory lane and to win the Daytona 500. However, we've got a new point system this year. And, you know, last year it was win, you're in, which automatically puts you into the playoffs, which we no longer have that. So he doesn't have a confirmed spot in the playoffs, but he is leading the point standings at the moment.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long that lasts. Tyler Reddick is 30 years of age, and of course he drives for 2311. His ninth victory in 219 NASCAR Cup Series races. He becomes the 44th driver to win the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. It's his first top 10 finish, of course, in 2026. This is his first victory ever at Daytona International Speedway in 14 races. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. came in second. He posted his fifth top 10 finish in 28 races at Daytona. He is a past Daytona 500 winner. It is his first top 10 finish in 2026. Joey Logano came in third. He posted his 12th top 10 finish in 35 races so far in his career at Daytona International Speedway. In fourth spot, we have Chase Elliott, fifth, Brad Keselowski, sixth, Zane Smith, seventh, Chris Buescher, eighth, Riley Herbst, ninth, Josh Berry, 10th, Bubba Wallace, 11th, Noah Gregson, 12th, William Byron, 13th, Daniel Suarez, 14th, Ty Dillon, 15th, Kyle Busch, 16th, Kyle Larson, 17th, Cody Ware, 18th, Carson Hocevar, 19th, A.J. Allmendinger, and 20th, Ross Chastain. Of course, when you look at the top 20 in the results,
it you know, Dano, it could have been anybody's win mm-hmm. there at the end.
There
for a moment, it looked like Chase Elliott had it.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like Ricky Stenhouse had it. Then you thought, okay, here's a race that Joey Logano is going to prove himself one more time and sneak in and get the win. So when you look at the results of the top five, you're second or two from it being any one of those five. When you look at fifth place spot, Brad Keselowski, you saw the condition Brad Keselowski was in. He's just came back from a broken femur, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And he had not been back in the race car since last season. He just got medically cleared recently. Didn't know whether or not he was going to be able to run the Daytona 500. He gets out of the race car, and of course, how great it would have been if he'd have gotten the win and get out with a cane.
Oh, yeah.
And you just won, you know, the Great American Race. But he got out of the car. At least what he was telling the media is he was fine.
Yeah.
He walked away with his cane and seemed to be okay.
Yeah. He said the worst part was just going to and from the car, but being in the car was fantastic.
Yeah. So what a performance from Brad. And, of course, Brad, didn't have any kind words to say about Riley Herbst after the race. He called his move there on the final lap a very stupid move when Herbst was running third and Keselowski was fourth, and he was coming towards the start-finish line, and Herbst slid up to try to throw a block, getting turned into the wall and then triggering a multi-car crash, which took Brad out. But, you know, every one of these drivers, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They throw those blocks.
Yeah.
So that was really nothing unusual.
Oh, no.
I mean, they're all guilty of that.
It's not something that Brad hasn't done either.
yeah, for sure. So, but when you're the victim, in which Brad Keselowski was, it makes it a little more more serious, and you know you're gonna lash out, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I mean, and it wrecked Chase Elliott as well. It caused him to wreck at the end as well.
Yeah, and Chase Elliott was a driver that had never won the Daytona 500, a series champion. Brad Keselowski's the same way. He's a series mm-hmm. champion and had never won the Daytona 500. We saw Kyle Busch on the pole. I thought the chances might be good for Kyle Busch to possibly turn his career around and get the win, but that didn't last long. Kyle Busch came in 15th spot, but possibly there's going to be some momentum that will carry on with that race team, and Kyle Busch will break his winless streak and get another win coming up soon. Let's get into the driver's standings after the Daytona 500. Tyler Reddick came in first in the driver's standings. He is 12 points ahead of second place Joey Logano, third Chase Elliott, fourth Zane Smith, fifth Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Brad Keselowski in sixth, Chris Buescher in seventh, eighth Bubba Wallace, ninth Carson Hocevar, and 10th Ryan Blaney. When you look at the amount of cautions that was in the Daytona 500, we had five caution flags for 32 laps. There were 66 lead changes among 26 drivers. I'm not sure what the record is for lead changes. Did you happen to notice or hear them say in the broadcast yesterday?
Yeah, during the broadcast, they said that was the record. Like, we set the record yesterday.
So we broke the old record.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember them saying what the number was, but they said it was a record record number of leaders, different leaders.
Gotcha. All right, we're going to take an early break so we can bring Alex Hayden from MRN Radio on to Race and Talk Radio. So we're going to take a break, bring him on the Nougat Dentistry Hotline, and catch up with him. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. For Dano, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
As we continue, I am Sean Whitfield along with Dano joining me here in the Nuga Dentistry studio. Casey Orr is away today. However, we have got an expert on the Nuga Dentistry hotline that I am really looking forward to. It's the first time we've had him back in 2026, and it's my pleasure to welcome Alex Hayden from MRN Radio. Hello, Alex.
Hey, thank you again for having me on, and I know it's late, but first time we've spoken. Happy New Year, guys.
Well, thank you, sir. I keep up with you on social media, so even though we haven't spoken, I've still been keeping up with you and seeing that you're doing well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Same goes, by the way. So, yeah, all is well. It's I got back from the airport from Daytona. My flights have been delayed all day long, and finally got home literally about an hour ago, believe it or not. So I was supposed to have been home before lunchtime, but, you know, you're at the mercy of the airlines, and I'd rather be safe than sorry, obviously.
Now, you live in North Carolina, don't you?
I do, yeah. I live over on the coast of North Carolina, so it's finally a little warmer, but, man, yeah, we got hit with the snow, the clash week. We got 14 inches of snow over here on the coast, and it was just nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not a way to kick off the NASCAR season, but I'm sure we all learned, or at least NASCAR for sure, and Fox, as well as you guys at MRN, learned some things from that.
We did, and don't we always learn things? And if we don't, we're in trouble. I think that's just a life lesson for anybody. But you're right. Yeah, there's just, what are you going to do? It's a crapshoot in North Carolina. I think just essentially anywhere north of the Florida-Georgia line, when you're in January, it's a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously last year we got away with it. It was bitter cold last year, just no precipitation. But obviously this year, all the heavy snow had to be moved from Saturday, Sunday to Monday, and then ultimately over to Wednesday night to get it done. But you know, we had to do what we had to do with the contract of the city of Winston-Salem. Certainly, you got to keep their citizens safe, and that's the number one priority, let alone putting a race on. So I applaud the sport and still getting the race in on a Wednesday night. But it was not fun with the sleet falling in the middle of the race and freezing cold down into single-digit wind chills. But
yeah,
Daytona was anything but.
Well, we certainly saw a heck of a show with all three series. And I guess you were in Daytona all last week. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I got down there a week ago today. And to get ready, we had all kinds of meetings and kickoff events and things of that nature for Speed Weeks. And it still is Speed Weeks, plural. And there's a lot of people say, wait a minute, it's only 1 week. Well, the stock car part of it's 1 week. Speed Weeks in Daytona starts back in mid-January when ARCA comes down for their big two-day test. Then you've got the Roar before the 24. It's a huge weekend for sports cars. The next weekend is the Rolex 24 Daytona, then the NASCAR portion of it. Then you actually go literally starting Tuesday morning, they start bringing the truckloads of dirt into the ball field in the Trioval to start building the motocross track, because that is in 2 weeks from now. So bike week, and then you've got the Daytona 200, which wraps up the bike week after motocross, which is the guys on those sport bikes that are screaming around that racetrack, which is just insane.
Yeah. Alex, the last time we spoke, it was the end of last season, and we spoke a little bit about the NASCAR antitrust lawsuit that was going on, and I think a lot of us were dreading that, and of course, we got through that, and it seems like it ended as well as it possibly could. I think it probably exceeded the expectations of most. Would you agree?
Agree. And quite honestly, and it's not because I'm in the sport and ingrained in it, but when we got to Bowman Gray, there was a little chatter about it just because it was the first day back in school, if you will. But by the time we left Bowman Gray, there wasn't a word mentioned about it. There was not a single word mentioned about it all week long in the garage or anywhere around the property.
Yeah.
But isn't it ironic, though, that when the cars hit the track for qualifying last Wednesday night, Richard Childress Racing grabs the pole with Kyle Busch. And obviously Richard Childress was at the forefront of his name being in the text messages that were released. And then obviously Denny Hamlin, Michael Jordan win the Daytona 500 with Tyler Reddick. So the big players that were the biggest names in the lawsuit itself had a good week. So,
yeah.
But you know, honestly, no, nobody ever talked about it. And it was well after the TV cameras went off and the radio microphones were packed up that after technical inspection had been going on and a lot of the dignitaries and whatnot, Jim France and Michael Jordan sat down. They sat down on the step in Victory Lane with the car there and the entire team celebrating, still doing photographs. So it's for real. I mean, it wasn't a stage deal outside the courthouse steps back in December where they came out arm in arm and shoulder to shoulder. They're good friends.
Yeah.
And it is 100% behind them. And it is for the sport, because not a single person mentioned it.
And I don't think that most of us, and correct me if I'm wrong, and most of the members of the media did not expect this outcome, for the healing to have happened as well as it has, and for the sport to come together as quickly as it has. Because the vibe that I sense as a TV viewer and listening to you guys on MRN Radio was the vibe in Daytona was on a high note. You know, there was unity there. It was like the sport was better than ever. Is that the vibe you experienced while you were in Daytona?
1,000%. And it was amazing. It was sold out. The infield was sold out and full on Wednesday. That's how soon the infield filled up with all the campers and people, and they were in there 24/7 partying, and the atmosphere was fantastic. And we had a huge crowd for the dual races on Thursday night, the biggest crowd I've seen on a Friday night for truck racing in a long, long time. The O'Reilly Auto Parts race Saturday had a great crowd, and obviously sold out for the Daytona 500 yesterday, but it was electric. And it's weird, as we all know, it seems like the people who don't like something are the ones that are going to stand up and pound their fist on the desk and be the loudest in the room. Mm-hmm. And that's what people tend to hear. But I got to tell you, people at the racetrack loved it. They had a blast. It was a great time by all. 1,000%, the vibe for NASCAR racing is in a good spot, and the trajectory of our sport is good. You know, and a final thought on the lawsuit part of it, I think it was the perfect outcome for everybody, because the France family was willing to compromise. They just didn't want to compromise as much as what they'd settled on. But who does? Who wants to give away more than what you're willing to give away? But they were okay with it. So I think our sport is in a great spot moving forward. And there may be a listener or two out there around the Chattanooga area that is kind of poo-pooing, saying, no, that's not the case. I got to tell you, go to a race. Go to a race this year. I think you'll understand and see otherwise.
Yeah. And to see Jim France, after the race, come into victory lane and shake Michael Jordan's hand. And, you know, photographers got that shot and it circulated across the internet and around the country. That right there is a photograph and an image that, if we'd have been talking before the lawsuit or before they went to court, I'd have said, there's no way. You'll never see that.
I agree. And a lot of people don't realize Michael Jordan is not an absentee owner. Michael Jordan is a hands-on guy. He is at, I would say, 85% of the races on the entire calendar. If we're racing in Kansas, Michael Jordan's going to be there. If we're in New Hampshire, Michael Jordan more than likely is going to be there. He loves NASCAR racing, and that's why he put his money where his mouth is, because he wants to be a part of it. And I don't know how many people know it, but obviously Michael Jordan's from Wilmington, North Carolina, just south where I live, here on the coast of North Carolina. His dad used to take him to races, and they loved it. They were big, big NASCAR fans. And Michael still is a huge NASCAR fan and literally loves the sport and wants to be there as a fan, let alone now an invested owner. But he just loves it. And I think it's great. Anytime you have somebody who is a worldwide figure, because face it, Michael Jordan and the Jordan brand is global.
Yeah.
And it is one of the top brands out there. If he wants to be a part of the sport because he loves it, that's amazing. And that can only be good for the sport. The old saying, high tides lift all boats. And Michael Jordan right now is a tsunami.
That's very well said. I was talking to somebody today at the gym, and we were talking about, you know, this was coming from a casual NASCAR fan. And he said, you know, that's big for the sport of NASCAR, that Michael Jordan. And I said, yeah, you're right. And he said, it appears to me as a casual fan outside looking in that NASCAR may be back. He said, what do you think? And I said, I feel the same way. I mean, you just look at the success we had at Daytona this weekend. You painted the picture well, Alex, of how packed out the place was. It gives you a sense and a vibe that maybe NASCAR is back and we're going to see nothing but excitement and the attention from the sports world continue to do nothing but go up.
I agree. The trend is headed northbound. And look, I'll be the first to stand up and say we still have a long way to go. We've got some fences we need to mend with some of our classic fans and our old school race fans. I will absolutely say that and be the first one to try to talk to any of these folks. And if I can't, face-to-face and explain to them, yeah, it's different. Things change, and it's never going to be the same. Heck, I'm 55. I'm not the same person I was when I was 45, let alone when I was 25. Things are different, and the sport has to change. And I understand there's people saying the N in NASCAR stands for National, National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing. I get that. And there's people that are mad that NASCAR is looking to race out of the United States, but heck, Did anybody just see the NFL schedule that was just released? There are 18 games being played at in a multitude of countries outside the United States, even though the N in NFL is the exact same word as it is in NASCAR, national. So the fact of the matter is everybody's got to expand, because if you sit still, you will get passed. And that's not just a racing pun or metaphor. It's just fact of life. I don't want to settle on the same salary I made 20 years ago. I want to keep improving. I want to keep making more. And that's just the same thing as the sport. In order to continue to grow, because the automobile landscape, as you guys very well know, is changing all the time. I will say this, and I don't know how many people really paid attention to every nut and bolt from the entire week down in Daytona, but the manufacturers, and they're referred to as the OEMs, that means original equipment manufacturer. So the manufacturers went public this week, and it didn't get picked up by many outlets for some reason, but they said they love the engine formula that we got. They have no interest in running electric in NASCAR. They got no interest in doing hybrid in NASCAR. They've got their investments in other forms of motorsports, whether it's IndyCar, sports car, or now Formula One with GM and Ford, both involved in Formula One. They can develop the hybrid systems. They can develop the electric stuff over there. NASCAR to them is old school. This is raw American horsepower, and that's what they want to stay. And I thought that was huge this weekend, but for some reason it didn't get a lot of play in the media.
Yeah. Our guest today is Alex Hayden from MRN Radio joining us. Alex, to add to that, you made comment about the manufacturers. We saw Dodge come in this weekend in the truck series. What was your thoughts on their performance? How well do you think it went for Dodge?
A lot better than I think they expected. I spent a lot of time with Tony Stewart. He and I go way back to when he came into the sport. This is actually my 30th year with MRN and NASCAR, and so I've seen a lot of these guys now who started their career. We spent a lot of time talking, and obviously everybody at College Racing spent a lot of time with them and the Ram folks. They are behind. And because this program came together exceptionally late, and to the point, like Brendan Butterbean Queen, who was the highest finishing Ram truck, I can't remember exactly where he finished off the top of my head, but he was telling me that they didn't have his truck actually assembled until Tuesday. They packed up the hauler to go to Daytona on Wednesday, the truck series did. So they put their trucks finally together on Tuesday. That's how far behind they are. The other thing about it is they don't have any simulation data whatsoever like the other manufacturers do. So they're having to literally build a notebook with one scratch piece of paper at a time. So I think with the draft at Daytona, the Rams performed admirably because the draft is the great equalizer. Keep your truck mostly put together and you can have a chance. I think once we get into the meat and bones of the series, whether we go to the mile and a half, or the next race for the trucks on the road course, the street circuit at St. Petersburg, Florida, for the first time ever, I think it's going to come into play. And I think Ram's going to have their growing pains, and they're going to struggle until we get probably to the halfway point of the season when their notebook gets a few chapters in it. Then they're going to be able to start competing for wins on a regular basis. But if you're a Ram fan, please be patient. They have no simulation. They got nothing, and they're having to start from scratch.
I thought it was brilliant that they had Tony Stewart running in Daytona.
Yeah, yeah. And Tony, look, Tony's always made it clear. He's one of the best to ever drive in stock car racing in NASCAR, but he's never won the Daytona 500. He's not alone. Mark Martin's never won it. Brad Keselowski's never won the 500. Rusty Wallace never won the Daytona 500. So the list goes on and on. But Tony also knew, because Tony and his NHRA drag team, they run Dodges. And it was a great relationship, a natural fit. Tony was going to run. And they talked about it, and they said, you know what, let's do Daytona. Even though Tony isn't the biggest fan of that type of racing, the drafting type stuff, because so much is out of his control, he also knew, just what I explained, if he was going to get behind the wheel of the truck at, say, Kansas, he was not going to have a shot whatsoever, and it would be a little embarrassing for a NASCAR Hall of Famer. So he knew Daytona would be the best opportunity to go out and try to win the race. Obviously, got swept up in somebody else's mistake out there, exactly why he's frustrated with racing at places like that. But before the race started, and it's interesting, guys, because before the race started, he was asked a gazillion times, are you going to do more this year? And he was adamant, no, I am not. This is a one-off deal. When he came out of the care center after he got swept up in the crash, he was smiling from ear to ear and said, you know what? I'd like to do some more of these this year. So I honestly think, depending on his drag schedule, we will see Tony Stewart again, because the way they're going to do this All-Star truck is they're going to announce the All-Star, whoever's going to drive it, on the Monday of that race week. And I can tell you they have already got some big names lined up for the season. I'm not allowed to divulge any of those names, but I can also tell you they have about 7 weekends that are unoccupied. So I think for sure we will see Tony Stewart again.
It appears to me, and correct me if you tell me if you disagree or not, that Tony has had a bitter taste in his mouth for NASCAR, so to speak, and has had somewhat of a negative attitude. Do you think this weekend has changed that attitude to where he's got a brighter outlook on the future of NASCAR?
I do. And you're spot on. He was very bitter in his last couple of seasons as a driver. And then he walked away. He said he was done. He couldn't stand the way that he didn't like the business model, which quite honestly is the foundation of what the lawsuit was. But the business model's changed. And that's helped Tony kind of mend a fence. The other thing I think about it is Tony Stewart's name was brought up in this lawsuit and some of these private text messages as well from current NASCAR president Steve O'Donnell, who was very adamant and very, very negative and bad-mouthing SRX series, the former SRX series that Tony Stewart owned and ran. And Steve O'Donnell was trying to figure out ways to kill that series in those private text messages. And Tony was not happy. So he very much still has a bitter taste in his mouth for Steve O'Donnell. As a matter of fact, there was a reporter in the garage that asked him if he had seen Mr. O'Donnell that week, and Tony said, nope, and I'm not seeking him out. And if we run into each other, that's his problem, and he's going to have to deal with
it. Yeah, I was wondering if you might have witnessed in the garage those two running into each other or having a conversation.
They did not, and I'm not saying Steve O'Donnell was afraid of Tony Stewart. That is not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I am saying is Steve O'Donnell never made his way over towards that garage.
Yeah. Alex, we've just got a few minutes left. Man, we could spend the whole hour talking to you, and next time I'm going to have to definitely allow more time. But the Daytona 500 yesterday, we saw Tyler Reddick break the winless streak, hadn't won since October 2024. You made the final call of the race on MRN Radio. What was your assessment of what we saw at Daytona?
Yeah, Tyler Reddick is a great story because you mentioned he didn't win at all last year, won 3 times 2 years ago. If you remember last year, he had so much going on off the track that occupied his mind. His newest son, his newborn son named Rookie, was in the hospital, had all kinds of kidney issues, and they weren't sure what Rookie's future was going to be, quite honestly. And Tyler was having to leave the hospital, go to the racetrack, come straight back, go right back to the hospital. He did that for a month and a half. At the midpoint of the season and into the fall. Rookie is fine now. He is healthy. And Tyler Reddick kicks off the season with winning the Daytona 500. It's a huge feel-good story. I want to give a couple of attaboys to the sport and to NASCAR. And I have been as critical as anybody on some of their officiating decisions. But all week long, anytime there was racing on the track, NASCAR withheld the caution flag when in years gone by, or even weeks gone by, they would have put the caution flag out. They didn't do that. They kept that caution flag down, and we were able to get a green flag finish. We were able to continue on in a lot of instances. So I credit NASCAR for listening to the fans, and quite honestly, let these guys race. If there's no need to put they will put it out if there's an extreme crash and somebody may be injured. In their opinion, if it's a hard enough and a bad enough crash, they're going to put the caution out, believe me. But they didn't do that this week, and I applaud them for that. The other thing I want to applaud them for is moving the start time up an hour. That is not a new thing. We have had that and the capability for a couple of years. But to do that, knowing that there was going to be weather moving in Sunday night, move it up an hour. You got to have 24 hours notice to let all the fans know, let the broadcast partners know, all the radio stations know. Everybody needs time to do that and amend and adjust their schedules. But to do that, because when we got off the air, got on the elevator, got down, got in the car, drove out from underneath the stadium, underneath the grandstands, it was sprinkling. And by the time we cleared the traffic about 20 minutes later, it was absolutely pouring rain. We got it right. The sport got it right. So I applaud NASCAR for keeping the caution flag down when they normally wouldn't have, and for moving the start time up. And obviously, applaud the race fans. We sold out Daytona again, and ticket sales for a lot of these races coming up are very, very good.
Yeah. Well, there's no question it was the perfect call that NASCAR made, and I'm sure that, you know, NASCAR and the broadcast partners have learned this lesson many times through the years, because oftentimes we've seen where they haven't changed the time. And hindsight, you think, man, if they had just started an hour earlier, we could have gotten the majority of the race in. So that was a good thing. When you look at the overall Daytona 500 yesterday, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, where would you score the Daytona 500?
I would give it a legitimate 8, because I'm a very difficult grader. It's hard. Perfect is something I strive for, and I've never reached it, and I never will, so I don't know how anything else can be considered perfect in my mind. I would a legitimate 8, and the reason I'm not giving it a 9, even though it is the nature of the beast, I'm not a fan of the drivers and the team slowing down to save fuel. That irritates me to death. It looks spectacular, and to the naked eye, if you're there, you can't tell if they're running 178 or 195. It's fast. 178 miles an hour is fast. And three wide the whole way through looks amazing. But when you have the three Toyotas in this case clogging up the river, they were like a bunch of beavers building a dam. Nobody, even if you wanted to get by, you couldn't. So they were dictating that. I'm just not a fan of that. Yeah. I want these guys to race hard. But again, the least time you spend on pit road, the better off you're going to be. I understand that. And the big thing is, unless there's a rule, you can't unlearn things. And in order the bottom line in racing is to get to the checkered flag first. Doesn't matter how you do it, get to the checkered flag first. And they figured out this is the most efficient way. Even though they slow down for 25 or 30 consecutive laps, they still actually get there quick.
Yeah. And my last question, and you need to set us straight on this, Alex. Did we break the record for the most lead changes yesterday?
We did not. In 2011, 74 in 2011 is the most lead changes. We did, however, break the record for the most different leaders. We did set a record for that yesterday with a total of 25. So very close to the lead changes, but the most different people leading laps, we did set a record.
Yeah. Alex Hayden, how can folks keep up with you on all the social medias?
At the Alex Hayden. I appreciate you guys as always. Always a treat, and thanks for having me on the day after the Daytona 500. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Well, Alex, thank you so much. I always enjoy hearing your voice on MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR, and you've been doing this for over 30 years now.
Crazy. It's
a long crazy time. As we've been we're now in our 25th season of
I love it
Racing
well done,
Talk
guys.
Radio, so we can relate a little bit, but we always enjoy listening to you on race day. So thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, anytime. You guys have a great day.
All right, time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a little bit more Racing Talk Radio here in the final minutes, and we want to thank you again for hanging out with us and making us a part of your Monday. More straight ahead. For Dano, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
As we continue, I am Sean Whitfield along with Dano. Casey Orr is away today. However, he will be back with us next week. We're on the closing lap of today's show, Dano. It's been a great show.
It has, and it's gone by so fast, yes, as it always does.
Well, you know, this show is not called the fastest hour in radio for nothing.
I know.
It is the fastest hour, and it does go by quickly. We are headed this weekend for the Auto Trader 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway, now known as EcoPark Speedway. That's going to be happening Sunday, February 22nd. You can catch all the NASCAR action on PRN Radio or on Fox. It's going to be having qualifying on Saturday, February 21st at 11 a.m. I'm going to take a guess that that's probably on FS1, but I'm not positive. But Dano, I haven't looked at the extended forecast. Of course, we got nothing but great temperatures on schedule for this week. I'm assuming it's going to go into the weekend. But I've not been a fan of having Atlanta this early on the schedule, and NASCAR continues to put it there.
Yeah, we've had some cold days there in Atlanta.
Oh, it's been some brutal days. Mm-hmm. I went to Atlanta for like 18 years straight, and I've been there in snow. I've been there in rain. I've been there in comfortable conditions, and then I've been there when it's been in the 30s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just never know when you get into this time of the year and you have a race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. But we're going to see a little bit of some similarity of what we saw at Daytona. This is a super fast speedway, a mile and a half, and Atlanta never disappoints.
Yeah, it never does. And it's, you know, since they changed the track and everything, it's really just gotten – they've had some incredible finishes that, you know, that are so close. And
yeah it's been a track that it's got a lot of great history to it. It's a track that is a favorite among many of the drivers, so we're looking forward to that. That's coming up this weekend. And then as we continue the NASCAR Cup Series schedule, the following week we'll be headed to the Circuits of Americas, the Duramax Grand Prix. That's going to come up on March 1st. Then March 8th, we'll be at Phoenix Raceway. And then on into March 15th, we'll be at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So we got a lot of NASCAR straight ahead. Fox will be carrying the next three cup races, so we'll see it on the big network. All right, Dano. Thank you, sir, for coming in and hanging out with me in the Nuga Dentistry studio.
Well, thank you for having me, Sean. It's been a lot of fun, and we learned a lot listening to Alex as well.
Yeah, we did. And, of course, we want to encourage all of you out there joining us today to come back and join us again next Monday right here on Rock 103.7 as we'll continue to break down the NASCAR weekend, keeping you up to date with NASCAR news on and off the racetrack. Don't forget, if you've missed any portion of today's broadcast or you want to go back and hear our conversation with Alex Hayden from MRN Radio again, you can find us tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download, or go to racingradio.com. For Dano, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.